your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our...
A foggy rain gives a dreamlike feel to the day here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog, Polly, eating breakfast in the clubhouse kitchen.
Breakfast. Oh, yeah. I love breakfast.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
Would you please pass me the orange juice, Sam?
Oh, sure, Steve. Here you go.
Oh, thanks. Be careful. It's full. Don't spill it, Sam.
Okay, oh. I won't. Oh. Sorry. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning. Good morning, Mom. Oh,
it's raining a bit out there.
Yeah.
But I decided to go for my morning walk just the same.
Yeah.
Oh. My shoes are wet from those puddles out there. And I see we have quite a big puddle of orange juice on the kitchen table, too.
It was me. I did it.
I'm sorry. I'm cleaning it up right now. Right away. Right away.
Thank you, Sam. And after breakfast, you can start cleaning your room. I can hardly get the door open. It's such a mess in there.
Oh. And now a commercial message.
Shiny eyeball.
New soap for your eyes. Keeps them clean and shiny. If Mom says your room's dirty.
Jimmy, your room's a mess.
Oh, Mom, are you sure? Here, let me just...
What are you doing?
Oh, don't worry. Let me just do this. Scrub it around. Okay, now take another look at my room.
Oh, it's clean.
Shiny eyeball.
Yes, it is. If Mom says your room's not clean...
Your room's not clean.
She may need new...
Shiny eyeball.
Soap for your eyes.
Shiny eyeball. Shiny eyeball.
Member FDIC.
Just the other day, I was playing around. Went down from the kitchen, I heard an awful sound. It said, clean your room. Clean your room. See, my parents were yelling, clean your room. I'm awfully smart, but when I looked around, I didn't know where to start. I had to clean my room. How do I clean my room? You know, I think I need a broom. Clean my room. Come on, Jack. I stubbed my toe. It's been 100 years since I've picked up my clothes. I've got to clean my room. Clean my room. Gotta pick up my clothes. Clean my room. I pulled a whole lot of stuff up from under my bed. Hey, what do you know? There's my old pair of pro kids. I've got to clean my room.
Hey, what are those shoes?
Oh, clean my room. I never know what I might find when I
clean my room.
I've got a very messy room, so I'm gonna go up the stairs to clean my room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get on it.
It's a mess.
Mess. Clean
oh,
it up,
so
Steve.
Awful. All right. I'm... Okay.
Hey, Sam, express yourself,
okay?
I don't want to clean, 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 I don't
want to clean, I don't want to clean, I don't want to clean,
your room, please. Clean your room.
Just pick up your clothes
and clean your room.
Clean your room.
Sam Zucchini here. We just heard Clean Your Room from the Zucchini Brothers. And that's exactly what I'm doing right this very moment. I think Jack and Steve are in the den playing ping pong. Oh, Mom's right. This room is a mess. And rainy days are good for cleaning messy rooms. Maybe this afternoon it'll clear up and I can go outside and play in the puddles. That'll be my reward for cleaning my room. Dan Banana's got a song called Your Reward. It's about a different sort of reward, though. Speaking of bananas, I think I see a banana peel under my bed. Ugh. Better start cleaning.
This is your reward. Spit up on the floor at 4 a.m. This is your reward. The cord that fits the text. This is your reward. Bite in every apple, nick in every door. This is your reward. What will the kids trash next? You've had your last warning. You heard what I said. You've gotta get up in the morning, so you're going to bed. This is your reward. You tend to miss the fire for the heat. This is your reward. His hand, her heartbeat.
Whoa!
Hey, this is fun, huh?
Nothing like a friendly game of ping pong on a rainy day.
My point! Hey, maybe it'll clear up this afternoon and we can go outside and play.
Hey, aren't these the dented ping pong balls, the ones you boiled in water?
Yep. Just drop the dented ping pong balls into the boiling water and voila, they're as good as new.
Whoa.
Ha, my point.
Did you know?
The game of ping pong, also known as table tennis, was a direct offshoot of the English outdoor game of lawn tennis. Itself derived from traditional tennis, which is played on a hard court. Improvised versions of table tennis were probably played in England in the 1880s. There is a rumour that the very first games were played with cigar box lids for paddles, carved champagne corks for balls, and a row of upended books for a divider in the center of the court. But it was not until 1902, with the publication of a book called Table Tennis and How to Play It, that the game became widely known.
Still at it. Yep, just me. Sam Zucchini, all by my lonesome, cleaning my room. Boy, it's about time. My room needs cleaning. That's what it needs. But what the world needs now is love, love.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. To climb, there are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world. For some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Jackie DeShannon at the top of the news today. What does the world need now? Could it be love? Coward Hossell is live on the streets of downtown Zucchini Land with an update. Coward.
Coward Hossell here with three very prominent citizens of Zucchini Land. We've got Captain Amore.
Hello.
Mr. Yakety Yak and Mrs. Sweet Tooth. And we're going to ask them today what they think the world needs. Let's start with Mr. Yakety Yak. Mr. Yakety Yak, what does the world need now?
Yeah. Hey, Coward. Well, what the world needs is what the world needs. I mean, like planting seeds, you know.
Seeds.
Some people need cars, seeds. Some people need other things. Like that building over there, it needs to be tall, you know.
Thank you, Mr. Yakety Yak, and your admirers. Let's move on to Mrs. Sweet Tooth. What does the world need now?
Well, what I think it needs is sweetness and happiness and a good outlook on life. I mean, what more could you ask for?
except maybe a chocolate or a bonbon from time to time.
I agree with you there. Captain Amore, what does the world need now?
What the world needs, Kaur, there's no question. She needs love.
Love.
She must have love. All you need is love.
Well, thank you very much. Three very prominent people in Zucchini.
Hey, I want to say what the world needs, too. What about me, Pete?
No. Thank you. We've gotten enough opinions already.
What the world needs is sneakers. Just see me, Pete.
Eight sneaker store located at 22 Crack
and you're not going to railroad the news again. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Thanks, Bob. It's the last official day of summer here in Zucchini Land. The day has started with rain, but it'll clear up later. I look forward to autumn, but I'm sure going to miss the sound of those crickets. Back to you, Bob.
Me too, Zane. That's all the time we have the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Did you ever wonder how crickets make all that noise? The answer can be found in everyday science. The best way to understand a cricket's distinctive sound is to see it perform. That's why we're attending a cricket symphony this evening. It's an outdoor concert, of course. You've probably noticed that the only crickets on stage are the male ones. That's because in this insect family, it's the male cricket that makes all the noise. Although both males and females hear equally well. If you look at their front legs, you'll see their hearing organs just below the knee. We'd better take our seats. Surprised by the way he's playing? That's okay. Most people think crickets create sound by rubbing their legs together, but really, the sound is made with their wings. Here, take a peek through my orchestra glasses. At the very front of this cricket's wings, you'll see a thickened vein with cross ridges. Different sections of these cross ridges act as a sharp edge, a scraper, and a file. The cricket raises his front wings and, with a movement called stridulating, rubs the two wings together. The scraper of one strokes the file of the other, creating a... The cricket's performance moves everyone in tonight's audience, but as always, it's the female crickets who are most affected by his talent. I hope you enjoyed this evening's concert. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
Whoa, good shot. That was good. Yeah.
Phone.
I got it.
Hello.
Hello, Jack. It's Susan.
Oh, hi, Susan.
Rainy day, huh?
Yep, but we're making the most of it. Steve and I are playing ping pong, and Sam's cleaning his room.
Well, I'm going to help my mom make a huge pot of spaghetti.
Mm.
And my mom wants to know if you'd like to come over for dinner tonight.
Hey, Steve, Susan invited us over for dinner. They're having pasquetti.
Oh, yeah,
I
great.
Love pasquetti.
Cool.
But we'll ask her mom and dad if it's all right and let you know.
Okay, sounds good to me. And I've got your quote.
The quote of the day is...
One cannot think well, love well, sleep well, if one has not dined well. Virginia Woolf.
The Great Minds.
A quote from Virginia Woolf, the novelist, the writer, who has insight on this quote.
Well, I'd like to say something.
Quinston.
I love to eat.
Excellent.
And I love to sleep.
Of course.
Ooh. And, well, I sleep better when I eat, I find.
Right.
Well, I'd like to also shed some light on this.
All right, you've got expertise in this area.
I do.
Brooks.
If there's one thing I love, it's filet mignon.
Yes.
Oh, me too. If there's one thing I love more than filet mignon, it's filet mignon with béarnaise sauce.
Excellent.
And I just find my life is enhanced immeasurably when I eat it. I sleep better, I'm living life, and...
Well, I think eating a good meal in general can make you perform well, do things well in general.
Yes.
But eating too much might make you a little bit tired, and you might not do so well.
Sluggish occasionally, but speaking of food...
Oh, yes.
two different kinds today, gentlemen.
Ooh.
Camembert and a still
over here. Excellent. Let's have some insight on the cheese.
Well, I'm making some progress here. It's starting to shape up a bit.
I am? It's your mother. May I come in?
Sure, Mom. Just let me move some things out of the way. Just a few things here. Okay, come in, Mom.
Oh, my. It's looking somewhat better in here. You still have a way to go. Now, what's that sticking out from under your pillow?
Where?
Right there.
You mean the sandwich?
A sandwich underneath your pillow, Sam?
I was hungry the other night.
The other night? How long has that sandwich been there?
Well, not long. Maybe 4 or 5 days?
4 or 5 days, Sam?
Okay, maybe only 3 days.
You've got to keep this food in the kitchen and out of your bed.
What it is, I'm kind of afraid to say. You see, late last night I was eating a sandwich in bed, and then I fell asleep. It kind of got in the way. I tossed and turned all over the place. I got a peanut butter sandwich stuck to my face.
Jack, did you really get a peanut butter sandwich?
Actually, I did, Steve, and there was even a little fluff nutter on it, too.
Well, that must have been weird to see.
Yeah, it's a little sticky.
Anything like that ever happened to you?
I can top that. All right.
Well, there's something in my hair, and what it is, it's really just one big mess.
Well, Steve, enlighten us.
I went to bed last night chewing bubblegum.
Uh-oh.
And then I fell fast asleep, I guess.
Ooh.
Well, I woke up in the morning, couldn't lift my head. I had gum in my hair. I was stuck to my bed. I was stuck to my bed.
You were stuck to the bed now. How did you get out of this mess?
I had gum on my forehead attached to the headboard of the bed.
Ooh.
And you remember our mother had to come up and cut me off with a scissor.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Well, we since learned a lesson about eating food in bed. It ain't good for your face. It ain't good for your head.
No.
Mm-mm.
But if you'd like to try it, then be our guest. But we hope you don't wake up with food on your chest.
No.
If you're gonna eat food, just remember what we said. Please don't eat food when you're sleeping in your bed. When you're sleeping in your bed. Please don't eat food when you're sleeping in your bed.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers. Ah, there we go. Now we're looking good. A nice clean room. Hey, guys.
Hey, this room looks a lot better.
Guess what? We're going to Susan's for dinner.
All right.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Steve speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Zucchini. This is Maura Miffelvover at Effie Records, and we'd like to send you a 6-CD set free.
6 free CDs? What's the catch?
Tell the customer there's no catch.
Absolutely no catch, Steve Zucchini.
Oh.
We'll send you a free 6-CD set of Bartram Betcham's greatest so-so hits for just $19.95.
Bartram Betcham, who's that?
Make Bartram Betcham look good.
Well, he sings about birds, and he's sold millions of CDs in some foreign countries, and now you can own his greatest so-so hits, too.
Well, I like birds, but I'm not sure this music is for me. But I know this girl, Amy the telemarketer, and I'm sure she would be very interested in this.
I would not.
Ha, I knew it was you.
Oh,
Nice try, Amy. What do you say we listen to Ricky Lee Jones sing a bird song?
Ooh, back up on my KLMO. Here I go, swinging low. Bye-bye, blackbird. Well, somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, and so is he. Bye-bye, blackbird. Because no one here can love or understand me. Ooh, what a hard luck stories they all hand me. That is so you make my bed and light the light, because I'll be home later on tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye.
Our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WEEM in Pendleton, Indiana.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1302. And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make hummus for sandwiches.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Yeah, who is Bartram Betcher?
I don't know.
What you told me.
You're the one who talked.
I'm getting hungry.
Me too.
I love Susan Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access